What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Hour number three here, and we're still holding off the phone calls because I got so much stuff to get through. But I wanted to give you a little background on Afghanistan and how we got in there. And a reminder that Afghanistan is called the graveyard of empires because it certainly was for Great Britain and for the Soviet Union and now for the United States. But the reason the U.S. went into Afghanistan goes all the way back to the 1990s when there was a consortium of oil companies that wanted to build a pipeline across Afghanistan to bring oil and gas down to a tanker terminal in the Indian Ocean. And they went to the government of Afghanistan, the Taliban, who rose to power after Charlie Wilson's war. And by the way, Taliban simply means students. It was the young people said, it's our country, we're going to run it. And the Taliban named a reasonable price for the pipeline right-of-way, and the oil companies didn't want to pay it. At one point, they literally said, we can give you a carpet of gold or a carpet of bombs. And the Taliban held firm because they understood a pipeline causes serious transportation disruptions and is an environmental risk, as the people along the Colonial Pipeline just found out recently. So rather than pay a fair market price for the pipeline, this consortium went before Congress and said, we need a new friendly government in Afghanistan. The representative of UNOCAL in that consortium calling for the Iraq war was Hamid Karzai. And following the U.S. invasion and conquest of Afghanistan, Hamid Karzai became the installed puppet president. And the oil companies got their pipeline, and American drug lords got a new source of opium. And we have the photos of coalition forces, some of them have the American flag patch, guarding and protecting the opium poppies and shipping the bags of raw opium. It's the heroin. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Dan in Washington, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Thanks for taking the call. Well, I just had a quick comment. I don't understand why they go through so much trouble for pipelines, because you can just ship stuff through oil tanker or truck or train, like, you know, the Canadian pipeline. You know, they ship it with either way, you know. It just seems like a lot of trouble for a pipeline.
No, in the long run, a pipeline is a much more economical way of shipping oil and gas, because it is just a pipe. You put it in one end, it comes out the other end. That is it. And certainly when you're dealing about going from one side of a country or continent to the other, pipeline is also a shorter route than going around the bottom of the world in oil tankers. Pipelines don't sink in bad weather. But pipelines can literally reshape the economy of an entire region, and that's why there's so much effort put on them, and they become very, very political. Again, the reason the U.S. wanted to go after Assad in Syria is that he refused permission to build a pipeline across Syria that would have allowed Israel to sell the oil and gas they're stealing from under the Golan Heights to Europe. And obviously Assad was certainly being very reasonable about that. That's like you find somebody burglarizing your home and you loan them your little dolly to help get your TV out to their truck. And so that's what was going on there.
Yeah, it's not the most moral thing, is it? I mean, you know, when you can ship something by boat to kill a bunch of people just because it's more efficient.
Morality doesn't enter into it. You know, the collateral deaths and everything, it's just considered part of the cost of doing business.
Okay, yeah, it's pretty horrible. Do you know, Mike, I guess my question, you're talking about Gaddafi. I know he was one of the richest guys on the planet before this happened, and he had a lot of gold. Have you heard anything about what happened to all Gaddafi's gold?
Well, it wasn't really Gaddafi's gold. It was the gold that was being used to create the gold dinar, which was Libya's new trade currency. And the reason the U.S. Went on in to kill Gaddafi was Gaddafi had thrown out their privately owned central bank. He'd installed a state central bank to manage the public currency as a public utility. And then he had declared this new currency based on value, the golden R. And then he said that anybody who wanted to buy Libya's oil would have to pay for it in the golden R. And at that point, the U.S. went on in. They killed Gaddafi. They closed the state central bank, imposed a new private central bank on the people of Libya. Libya's oil is back on the world market, only for the U.S. dollar. And the gold that was to back the golden R, nobody knows where that went.
Okay, yeah, that was the mystery I was wondering about. Real quick, back to Afghanistan, you know, that Brzezinski. Yeah, I was hearing about that book, The Grand Chess Game, and he was talking about Afghanistan being a central area, that if you control that area, that's you somehow control the world, and I don't really understand.
No, it wasn't about... First of all, let's do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates. Who are just rejoining the network. We're talking about Afghanistan and oil pipelines and geopolitics. Afghanistan, Zbigniew Brzezinski was still thinking in World War II terms of needing to control access ways on the ground, which Afghanistan very much dominates that whole Central Asia region. And if you do control it, there is so much that has to go through Afghanistan, whether it's a pipeline or a rail line or even just a new superhighway for trade trucks. And that allows you to control what is being traded between the various countries, as well as charging fees for transit and so forth and so on. So that's one of the reasons Afghanistan has always been seen as an important gateway to Asia. And then, of course, there's the opium that Afghanistan is famous for. And that was really what made it kind of central. Brzezinski was also looking at this eventual encirclement of Russia, which meant the U.S. had to control all of those various nations all across that part of Central Asia in order to blockade Russia and keep them from spoiling the U.S. plans.
Okay, well, thanks a lot for answering the questions. Appreciate it.
All righty, we're going to take one more phone call, and then we're going to go ahead and close the phone lines again because I've got a lot of stuff to get to. Steve in California, aloha, what's on your mind?
Well, your last caller mentioned about the pipelines. You were talking about that versus shipping by rail or truck or tanker. You know, the pipelines also bring vulnerability that you build these things, you're going to have to put, you know, guards, some kind of guards on them to watch them because they're very vulnerable to sabotage. You know, so that's the kind of thing that I was worried about. And I was really wondering a long time ago why the rail system is so vulnerable also. Our rails are falling apart. They're really an easy target if you really look at them.
It depends on where these things are routed, and generally you will see the rail lines and the pipelines basically going through territory where there are not a lot of players. In the event of a war, yes, bombers will target the pipeline and the rail system and the dams as well.
Yep, right. That's it, Mike. Thanks.
All right, thanks. We're going to close the phone lines again. I want to get back to some of this stuff. Now, anti-nuclear activists... meaning anti-nuclear weapon activists, had celebrated back in 2010 when the U.S. and Russia had signed an agreement to reduce their stockpiles of weapons-grade plutonium and converting them into fuel for nuclear power plants and other non-weapons uses. This is kind of the beginning of the so-called MUX fuel, which proved to be so problematic out at Fukushima. It's a blend of uranium and plutonium. And as of today, Putin has suspended that agreement. And part of it is because of the current tension and the fact that Russia may need all their weapons-grade plutonium and the revelation that the U.S. had somehow sort of not really gotten around to doing any of the conversions required on their side. And again, the U.S. is getting a very bad reputation of never keeping their side of agreements. They did the same thing with P5+1. Iran has complied with everything in the agreement. The U.S. is still hanging on to Iran's money, and not only that, they're trying to pass laws to make it legal for American victims of terrorism to help themselves to Iran's money, even if there is no proof that Iran had anything to do with the terrorism. Same thing that they're doing with Saudi Arabia. And by the way, that's coming back to backlash on the U.S. right now. Apparently, Iran has polished up their skills to commandeer electronically drones flying illegally over their sky, and they just released a bunch of pictures of intercepted U.S. and Israeli drones. They're on display, and of course, Iran is reverse engineering them. They're already starting to produce their own domestically produced drones based on one of the earliest U.S. drones that they captured in this way. So they're out there building all that stuff. Over in India and Pakistan, it looks like military escalation tensions are increasing. And apparently the government of India is now relocating their population along that border to be further back. And that is a huge amount of people. Indian and Pakistan troops are trading fire along the line of control in Kashmir. So that is heating up as well. Now, very bizarre story that came out of the Daily Mail, where another Holocaust survivor, they found another one, yes, a survivor of the Holocaust, who's come on out saying that Josef Mengele whistled Mozart as he selected victims for the gas chambers. Horror of horrors. Oh, we have to ban Mozart. This is getting pretty ridiculous in my mind. First of all, nobody's ever documented that there were gas chambers. But if the media is wagging Nazis at us, it means Israel's about to do something very tacky, and they're trying to rebuild their political cover that, yes, it's okay for us to behave this way today because of what happened way back in Germany before we were all born. And one of the things that they've done is that Israel sealed off the Palestinian territories for the Jewish New Year, and approved new illegal settlements in the West Bank. Huge new illegal settlements. The other thing that could be building to a head is Israel has issued orders to intercept the all-woman Gaza-bound flotilla. Well, it's not really a flotilla anymore. It started as two ships. One of them developed mechanical difficulties and had to turn back. And we know from one of the previous flotillas, there's a possibility it was sabotaged. And what they're saying is that they will grab the boat, tow it into Ashdod Harbor. The crew will simply be deported to their home countries after they sign pledges to never return. And it doesn't matter how gently Israel treats these ladies, it still looks bad to the rest of the world. Because these boats to Gaza are not bringing in weapons or explosives or anything like that. They're bringing in medical supplies, stuff for the schools, for the kids, humanitarian aid. And Israel has a policy of slow starvation of all of the people they've got in the gulags of Gaza and the West Bank. They literally calculate the minimum caloric requirement just to keep them alive, and that's all that's allowed in. Now, coming out of McClatchy News, there's been a study, the Legatum Prosperity Index, and basically what they've found is that the United States isn't a free nation anymore. In fact, on a scale of freedom, remember that Bush told us the rest of the world hates us for our freedoms, we've fallen to the 15th position. So now the terrorists will go home. They can't hate us for our freedoms. The government took our freedoms away from us. Problem solved. Now remember when I talked about how the people in Guantanamo, the prisoners, are being kept there because things were done to them that was far worse than waterboarding, things that we're not supposed to know about, and even those prisoners that have been cleared for release by the military tribunal because they didn't do anything, are not being released. And we know this because one of the people who was released earlier on, Binyam Mohammed, went public with the things that were being done to him, including slicing a very delicate part of his body with a razor blade, and he was willing to show the scars. Well, apparently, there's been another embarrassing revelation, and it's important to point out that this is not in that Senate CIA torture report that was released to the American people. Now, apparently, in the CIA's Salt Pit Prison, codename detention site Cobalt in Afghanistan, the people running that torture site built themselves a homebrew electric chair. Now, it wasn't used to execute people. It was used for torture by constant electric shock. And Lufti al-Arabi was a Tunisian man arrested in Pakistan studying at the university. And he was in this salt pit prison for 13 years being repeatedly subjected to electrical torture. Now, al-Najjar was arrested because he was mistaken for one of Osama bin Laden's bodyguards. They didn't even have the right guy. But I'm sure with enough voltage that this guy was made to confess to shooting down the Hindenburg or assassinating Abraham Lincoln or personally nailing Jesus to the cross, because that's what torture does. It gets you politically convenient confessions. They had the wrong guy. And they subjected him to electric shock in this little homebrew electric chair. This is your government doing this. So let's talk about the economy, because there's a lot of things going on over there. Last week, there was a story that came on out where the Department of Justice had written off most of the fine imposed on Deutsche Bank for their part in the 2008 mortgage-backed security fraud. It turns out the story was a hoax. Somebody did a pump and dump on Deutsche Bank stock. They leaked this story. They bought Deutsche Bank stock at a low price. They leaked the story. The stock went up. Somebody sold out, made themselves a quick killing. And it was all a hoax and a lie. There has been no arrangement between the Department of Justice. Deutsche Bank is still on the hook for the entire $14 billion fine for participating in the 2008 mortgage-backed security fraud. It's a complete fake. And Deutsche Bank's stock has gone down, and as if that was not enough, first of all, you need to understand, any fine by the Department of Justice over $4 billion, Deutsche Bank doesn't have the reserves to cover it. It will be the end of Deutsche Bank. Now, adding to the problems, Italy has now pressed charges against several bank executives, including six former employees of Deutsche Bank, two of Japan's Nomura Bank, over fraud involving BMPS. And BMPS is already in trouble. It's one of Italy's oldest banks, one of the oldest banks in the world. It was founded in 1472, and it's trying to offload 9.2 billion euros in non-performing assets and trying to get a private bail-in of 5 billion euros. And apparently, there was false accounting, share manipulation, obstructing regulators. And this massive fraud being committed by all these bankers, to me, is a signal that the real traditional economy of jobs and people working at jobs and getting money to buy products and cars and homes and everything has already crashed. It's already locked up. And fraud is the last resort by the bankers to keep themselves wealthy before the final crash. We're there. They're all surviving by fraud because they can't make money the old-fashioned way anymore. Because the nation has been plundered. Americans don't have anything left. Europeans have nothing left. The money junkies have all the money, and still their hands are out saying, "You must give us more." We don't have it. We'll be right back.
Angioprim can unclog blocked arteries and improve blood flow in all parts of your body. Angioprim is oral chelation. Easy, simple, liquid oral chelation. You take it with juice before breakfast and forget about it. Angioprim works fast, unlike old-fashioned chelation that takes hours. Just log on to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim, A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M, angioprim.com. Angioprim users say they have more energy, more strength, more endurance. Increased circulation and blood flow will make all your body parts work better. Log on to angioprim.com to get more information on how you can get started and start feeling better, having fun, and doing more again. Lots more. Talk to a trained Angioprim consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221. Or log on for complete information. Angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Find out how Angioprim can work for you. Get the facts about Angioprim at angioprim.com.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about the economy. Somebody just sent me an article that declassified emails reveal NATO killed Gaddafi to stop the creation of the gold dinar. You can't have a value-based currency. Our worthless paper money will be worthless. So, now then, getting on back to Deutsche Bank. Needless to say, the revelation that the DOJ rollback on the fine was a fake, coupled with the arrests, have driven Deutsche Bank shares even further down. Deutsche Bank has lost over 90% of its value since their peak in April of 2007. Now, apparently, people are unable to pull their cash out of Deutsche Bank. The big hedge fund people are already getting their money out. Margin calls are going on out. Ordinary Deutsche Bank customers, though, are unable to get their cash from the ATM machines. But we're being told it's just an IT problem. Really, there's no reason to think the bank is insolvent or has hit a liquidity crisis. It's just a glitch. The customers want their money out of a failing bank. I mean, it's not failing, but it's just a glitch, really. Yeah, sure. Everything's going to be okay. Now, Paul Gambles, who's a managing partner at advisory firm MBMG International, is saying at this point, Deutsche needs a miracle to survive. It's just looking for a place to fall down and die right now. Now, remember that big stink over Wells Fargo, where they were caught creating accounts in the name of some of their wealthier customers without their permission to churn the accounts, to charge fees, to meet sales goals? 5,000 Wells Fargo employees got fired for it. None of the executives did. The one who was in charge of that department retired with a golden parachute of $140 million. The CEO refused to resign. Well, now it turns out Morgan Stanley was playing the same game. The state of Massachusetts has charged Morgan Stanley with dishonest and unethical conduct related to high-pressure sales contests involving cross-selling. Like I said, when the banking system as a whole is engaging in this much fraud, it tells us that the traditional economy of people working at decent-paying jobs and turning that money back into the economy by buying goods and services has already locked up. Now, the Dutch bank ING is slashing 7,000 jobs and closing branches. They're in trouble. Now, we were talking the other day about the Hanjin shipping bankruptcy. There is a surplus of shipping capacity. Too few people are shipping goods. It's driving shipping prices down. Maybe more bankruptcies there. Japan's Kawasaki Heavy Industries is saying they may get out of shipbuilding entirely because they can't get a profit anymore. And here's where it shows just how desperate things are getting. Over in Saudi Arabia, amazingly enough, they have been with this traditional Arabic calendar. Now they're finally agreeing to switch over to the Gregorian calendar that we all use, because apparently it will mean civil servants will lose 11 days of pay. And so they're switching to the Gregorian calendar to try and control costs and the budget deficit over there. Saudi Arabia's economy was absolutely wrecked by this ill-considered oil price war. And now the U.S. wants to just loot Saudi Arabia by saying they had something to do with 9/11. It really is ridiculous. U.S. manufacturing has slowed to a crawl in September. New orders hit a nine-month low. And this is when everybody's supposed to be buying up for the holiday shopping season. U.S. construction spending has gone into contraction for the first time in 5 years. The restaurant industry, which is the leading indicator of the U.S. consumer economy, is going into the Al-Qaeda. Bankruptcies are piling up. Restaurants are closing. Mom-and-pop places, chains, everything. It's all locked up and coming apart. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Attention CPAP users. Stop the insanity and torture of your CPAP mask. Don't you hate the skin irritation and terrible leaks? Jump on the CPAP Pro train. Invented by an actual CPAP user that became so frustrated with CPAP masks. Are you ready to try something new? With absolutely no straps or headgear, go to nomask.com and get the best night's sleep ever. Free to Medicare patients. Go to nomask.com. That's N-O-M-A-S-K.com.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
Attention CPAP users. Stop the insanity and torture of your CPAP mask. Don't you hate the skin irritation and terrible leaks? Jump on the CPAP Pro train. Invented by an actual CPAP user that became so frustrated with CPAP masks. Are you ready to try something new? With absolutely no straps or headgear, go to nomask.com and get the best night's sleep ever. Free to Medicare patients. Go to nomask.com. That's nomask.com.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that LimeScale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate LimeScale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, and we're the phone lines are still closed because I got a lot of stuff to get through here, and I apologize. We're talking about the economy here, and now we're hearing that J.P. Morgan is joining together with Janet Yellen and with Summers, saying that it may be time for the Federal Reserve to directly buy stocks themselves. Right now, they use that stock market as a banner to reassure you the economy is doing just swell. Even goes all the way back to President Bill Clinton, who created the plunge protection team to always drive that market up so they could say, hey, it's the economy, stupid. We're doing really good. We're great here. And it isn't. Now, the Fed is just going to create money out of thin air, and they will buy stocks with it to manipulate the market and force it to go higher. And as a reminder, if you or I did anything like this, we would be in jail. But, of course, bankers are above the law in the United States of America. Even when they're caught red-handed with fraud, they're never arrested. They're never charged. They get wrist-slap deals from Loretta Lynch. And then you, the ordinary American, are plundered to cover the losses from their failures. Now, there's a story out of shtfplan.com saying that the October surprise may not be what Julian Assange is about to release, but it may be a sudden economic meltdown because it's close enough where they can't keep it under control. Yes, they can drive the stock market up, but if we start seeing Deutsche Bank fail, the derivatives kick in, and there's a domino effect. That could change the election, because Hillary's out there saying everything's fine because that's what Obama and the Democrats have been saying. It's all fine. If you just work harder, everything will be okay. We've only got a 5% unemployment. If it comes apart, it is going to be unavoidable that the U.S. government as a whole has been lying to you, the American people, about the state of the economy. And that will put Donald Trump into the White House. Nobody will believe a Hillary Clinton victory. No matter how much the corporate media assures us that, yes, Hillary can fix the economy. But, you know, as Donald Trump was saying in a different context, the Democrats have had 30 years to fix this problem. They haven't. The professional politicians have had 30 years to fix this problem. They haven't. It's time for an outsider, a businessman, to come on in and put the U.S. back on a business-like footing. And that means the crooked bankers go to jail, like they did up in Iceland. Or, can't fault the Chinese or the Iranians for this, they execute their crooked bankers. Now, as you know, there's a big stink going on about the Pentagon asking for another $1 trillion in funding to maintain parity with Russia and China at a time when they seem to have misplaced over $6 trillion. That's a lot of money. But apparently, it's now so bad, there's an article that came on out. This is Reuters, no less, reporting that the U.S. Army's been fudging its accounts all along to make it look like the books are balanced. Nobody knows where that money has gone. And nobody knows for certain that money that is listed as spent on a certain item actually went for it. They're just cooking the books to make it look like everything's hunky-dory so they can come back and ask for more of your money. Now, if you live in Minnesota, you better brace yourself on this one. The Obamacare premiums are going to jump 50%. Because the Obamacare exchanges up there are on the edge of collapse. It's a complete disaster. But as government will always do, they never admit failing. They never admit they made a mistake. They'll just prop it up with as much of your money as it takes to keep things going so they can say, this is Obama's signature legislative achievement, is Obamacare. Over in Greece, the pensioners are protesting over the fact that the austerity imposed by the European Union and the European Central Bank basically says retirees are going to get shorted. These are people who've spent their life working, paying into the system, and now that they need the system is saying, I'm sorry, we got to take your money and give it to the bankers up there in Brussels. You know, get used to eating dog food or something like that. So they're understandably angry and upset. And the police are using tear gas and pepper spray on these old people. Now, talking about immigration, over in Germany, mayor of a town was literally beaten unconscious by locals after announcing a plan to bring the migrants in. We have to open our borders and just let them flood on in. And the German people said, no, we've actually gone about as far along that line as we're going to go. Now, a lot of people were very worried about all this talk coming out of Brussels about creating a European army, which would supersede the military forces of the European Union member nations. Basically, it looked like a power grab to have a Brussels army that would bring those European Union members back into line if they dared talk about leaving. Well, the European Union has come on out and said, actually, it's not going to happen. They're broke, and they can't actually pay to build a new European army. So where's all this money going? It's owed, all these trillions of dollars and pounds and euros. Where's it all vanishing to? Going into the pockets of the money junkies. And it doesn't matter how much they get, they're still addicted. They got to have more. It isn't how much money they've got that they get that little cocaine-like thrill from. It's how much came in today. I need a new fix. So, now apparently up in New York, there's a problem because, as you know, one of the side effects of our open borders immigration policy being pushed by Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama is that criminal gangs are coming into this country and setting up shop. And one of the worst is MS-13. Go out and Google them. These are bad, bad people. And literally, we've had one-fifth of the population of El Salvador, which is considered the murder capital of the world, into the U.S. All of a sudden, people are showing up dead. And apparently, MS-13 has been dumping the dead bodies near an elementary school. And needless to say, the people of New York are thinking, you know, maybe this open borders thing wasn't really such a good idea. Between drug gangs moving in, contagious diseases that had been eradicated in this country being reintroduced. So what are we going to do about this crisis? Well, Duke University knows how to solve the problem. Absolutely. Duke University has launched a program to make males hate masculinity. We're going to make men hate the idea of masculinity. We want them to learn to love being sissies. Needless to say, it's being hosted by the Campus Women's Center. And for this, your kids are going $30,000, $40,000 into student loan debt so that the guys can be told that they should feel bad about being guys. Now, I can imagine the Campus Women's Center outrage if somebody came on in and said, we need a program to make girls hate femininity. They'd probably actually like it, because that was a big part of the feminist agenda in the 1990s. You shouldn't act like a girl. Men shouldn't act like men. And again, this gets back to that whole liberal idea that you can reshape what's in the mind of people by reshaping the environment around them, and it never, ever works because it's based on an intellectual fraud. Remember the heyday of unisex and this idea that we're going to go into all the preschools and have gender-neutral toys and free people from those stereotypes. And the little boys continued to act like little boys, and the little girls continued to act like little girls. And the liberals were saying, I don't understand this. We should be able to reprogram their minds by changing the environment around them. It's based on an intellectual fraud. It all goes back to Margaret Mead and her book, Coming of Age in Samoa, which portrayed the Samoan culture as free of the emotional angst of adolescence and supported the idea of tabula rasa, that you are born with an absolutely blank mind and everything that you are is learned. And it was a fraud. Margaret Mead wrote an intellectual fraud. She based everything that was in her book on conversations with two young ladies she made friends. And the Samoan culture tries to be polite. They love to talk story. The girls told Margaret Mead what Margaret Mead wanted to hear, and she made easily documented mistakes there. Margaret Mead claimed that the culture of Samoa, at the time she was researching the book, was sexually promiscuous, because the culture here in Hawaii at that time was sexually promiscuous. And she blew it. The Samoan culture has always been rigidly, rigidly monogamous. And the Samoan kids go through the same angst during adolescence as anybody else. And the entire liberal philosophical view is founded on this fraud. Now, over in Virginia, there was a teenager, middle school student, was handcuffed, arrested, and charged with larceny for stealing a 65-cent carton of milk from the cafeteria. Turns out he was on the school's free lunch program anyway. And they handcuffed and arrest this kid, charging with larceny. But the Wall Street bankers committing fraud and Hillary committing felony violations of Title 18, they get off scot-free. Is this a great country or what? All righty. I've had a caller call on in. It was one of the things I wanted to get to, and I'm going to go ahead and jump ahead to it. We were talking about this ridiculous law that would allow the people in the U.S. to sue Saudi Arabia for losses of 9/11, and all it would take would be a judge saying, I believe Saudi Arabia was behind 9/11. Help yourself to their money. And it's had repercussions. Saudi Arabia is threatening consequences. Obama vetoed it. One of the few things he's done I agreed with. Congress overrode the veto because their lords and masters in Tel Aviv said to, and it's already having a backlash. Iraq is now suing the United States of America under that law for war crimes, including the invasion of Iraq based on the lie of nuclear weapons of mass destruction. Talk about hoisting with your own petard. These people in Washington, D.C., they don't think. Somebody hands them a check and says, you're going to do this. And they go, yes, master, I will hear and obey. They don't think these things through. That is the biggest failing of our government. And it's, once again, when you have a government that's become corrupted by drug money or corporate money or Israel money, they stop thinking. They're not thinking about what's good for the nation. It's just, how do they get that next fix of a check coming in with lots of zeros on it? Anybody who has ever been at sea sailing knows that you can't take your hand off that helm or you'll be in trouble. And we've had an entire city of Washington, D.C. took their hands off the helm of the ship of state so they could have both hands out there for checks. And look where our nation is today. I don't know about you. I am thoroughly ashamed of what this government has become and what it does. And they do not represent me. And because we do not have honest, fair, and verifiable elections in this country, if Hillary Clinton is declared empress by imperial edict, I'm not going to go along with that. I will not recognize or acknowledge or cede any of my freedoms to an illegal, illegitimate government. Washington, D.C. is in dire need of an enema. All righty. Now then, let's see. More stuff coming in about Italy getting ready, getting braced for Deutsche Bank's possible collapse. It's always going to be those derivatives. All right, let's talk about Windows 10. The boys at Microsoft have done it again. Apparently, there's been another update to Windows 10, a cumulative update, and it's been a disaster because apparently for most of the computers getting this update, it won't install. It cripples your existing Windows 10, and then it goes into an endless cycle of reboots and retries. Basically, your machine is useless at this point. And people are angry because apparently the beta testers of this update were saying this is an issue. It won't install. And for whatever reason, Microsoft jammed it on through anyway. Now, Vladimir Putin, let's give him a round of applause. He has just banned Microsoft from Russia. And he's put Bill Gates on a Federal Security Service watch list because of concerns over security and reliability, especially that second one. Putin has ordered the removal of all Microsoft software in Russia to begin immediately. There's a golden opportunity for somebody to step on in with a new operating system. Now, another big problem that's out there is the Internet of Things. The Internet of Things botnet turns out to have a vulnerability inside. Security blogger Hacker Fantastic actually came on out and said it's very easy to create the biggest DOS attack in history using these Internet of Things processors, and you can't patch them. The code is hardwired into the chip. You cannot correct this, and they're all over the place, and they've already been used to mount huge denial of service attacks. It's just out there. Now, John McAfee was in a store recently, and he saw one of these new refrigerators that's part of the Internet of Things, and it's hooked into the Internet. And apparently, in this store, with kids around, the display on the refrigerator was showing videos and pictures from a pornography website. Little bit of an oopsie there. I think this Internet of Things, I mean, it's the fact that it's a threat aside, I think it's like 4K TV or 3D TV. It's going to be a flash in the pan, and most people are going to realize it's more trouble than it's worth. There are some things I want to have computers in. There's a lot of things I really don't want computer chips in. Okay, we're going to take a break. We'll be back with the last segment of our program after these few words.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Work with your doctor when taking medications. Make ProtoVite part of your healthy lifestyle.
HealthForLiberty.com is your source for ProtoVite, a powerful nutritional supplement that's a true breakthrough for your health. Poor digestion makes it nearly impossible to absorb the nutrition your body needs. ProtoVite is a liquid multi-nutrient formula with patent-pending absorption technology and the highest quality ingredients to nourish every cell in your body.
My name is Sandra White. 6 weeks ago, when I started taking ProtoVite, I was on 14 medications, from everything for blood pressure to fibromyalgia. In the first 10 days, my blood sugar dropped 50 points, and my fibromyalgia pain is gone. And so was 12 of the 14 medications that I was taking. I'm 66, living life and loving it.
Go to healthforliberty.com right now. That's healthforliberty.com.
Thank you, ProtoVite, for giving my life back.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, last segment of our program on this Monday. And I'm looking at this article that just went across my desk, and we posted it to whatreallyhappened.com under the Bex Alert banner. And the gist of this story, which is all coming from U.S. military industrial complex experts, is that North Korea's two satellites they have in orbit may secretly contain super miniaturized imp weapons. And, of course, this is followed by all these dire warnings of all the terrible things that could happen unless we are willing to give the Pentagon more money to protect against orbiting imp weapons. There are a couple of problems with the story. One is the satellites are really too small to be carrying nuclear weapons. That's why they had to super miniaturize. But we know that North Korea's nuclear weapons are actually very large, very early primitive state. This is a beg for more money by throwing scary monsters at you. Or alternatively, they finally figured out the big bang that will start World War III for real, which is they're going to imp their own country and say it was North Korea did it. We have to have war on North Korea right now. Because we can see day after day after day how desperate they are to get a real bloody hot war going, to distract the American people from how badly managed our nation has been over the last 30 years. And we know that all these other catalyzing events for these other wars turned out to be hoaxes and frauds. The Lusitania was carrying weapons. There was no Spanish mine in Havana Harbor. There were no torpedoes in the Gulf of Tonkin. Pearl Harbor was not a surprise. Roosevelt spent all of 1941 goading the Japanese into the attack. Our government is trapped by their view of history, because every time the U.S. government gets the economy into a hopeless mess, they get into a war, not necessarily to fix it, but to have somebody to blame for it, and as a distraction by the American people. Crash of 1907, World War I. Crash of 1929, World War II. Crash of 2008, and we are all the brink of this new war. Now, what allowed the United States to be on the winning side in big mistake number one and big mistake number two was we were a powerhouse of manufacturing. We don't have that anymore. We don't have those things that made the U.S. able to be on the winning side. We're going to lose this one, people, if we let it happen. So, very, very scary times, and they're in a rush because they're thinking Trump might actually win the White House, and he's just going to spoil the party. He's going to call up Russia and China and say, let's be friends again. Let's go back to doing business. Russia and China are going to say, sure, that's what we want to do. And that military-industrial complex is going to have their allowance cut for behaving as badly as they have. There's the music. Time for me to get on out of here. I got to do Jim Goddard's show up in Vancouver. We'll be back here tomorrow, Tuesday, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, you are all part of the independent media. Take what you learn here. Take what you learn from the website and share it with your friends gently. Don't overwhelm them. Don't scare them. But we need to get the word on out, because the future, not just of the United States, but of the very planet, hangs in the balance. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.